On August 28th, Eva Schloss, who's the stepsister and childhood friend of Anne Frank, will give a talk about her time in Auschwitz during the Holocaust. She will appear at the Center for the Arts in Jackson at 7 that evening at an event hosted by the Chabad Jewish Center of Wyoming. She tells me how she met Anne Frank.
Well, we a Jewish family in Vienna, in Austria, and when Hitler came, of course, life became unbearable for Jewish people and dangerous. So we were very lucky to get out of the country, and eventually we were able to find refuge in Amsterdam. And we moved to a big square where some other refugees from Germany had moved, and I was 11 years old, and so was Anne Frank. And one day this little girl came to me and heard that I was new in the country, and she introduced herself and told me that her family came from Germany, and she took me to her apartment to meet her family, who were able to speak German with me, because at the time I didn't speak hardly any Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how I met her family, and this is how I met Anne. And then regularly after school, all the kids came out, and we all played together. Then after we were there several months, the Germans invaded Holland as well, and so things became difficult again for Jewish people. And then after a time, we went into hiding, like the Frank family. And after 2 years in hiding, we were captured and sent to Auschwitz.
How often does that still haunt you to this day?
It's very, very clear. It's like an image in front of me all the time. But, you know, I must admit, it's not so painful anymore. For years and years, I had nightmare, and I was miserable and so on. But, you know, it's after all 70 years ago, and it's a long time. The only thing that I never got over was the loss of my father and brother, because that meant that our life was never the same anymore.
I'm curious your thoughts on how that story has been told. Obviously, Hollywood has tried to take some big looks at it. There's been a lot of documentaries. Do you think that the story has been told accurately?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. There are many films made. Some are not according to what really happened. For instance, I don't know if you've seen that in America, The Boy in the Striped Pyjama.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that movie?
Yes.
I mean, this is completely ridiculous. Nothing like this could have ever happened. But then there is a wonderful film, The Pianist,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, very, very accurate. And, you know, I mean, there are many, like you say, many films, and some are better than others.
You're very familiar with all of them, and you're very familiar, I'm sure, with a lot of books that have been written on this subject. Are you able to even go back and read them and watch the films without, you know, some sort of trauma?
Well, Schindler's List I've never seen, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read several books, but not history about it, not really case books, because I find that too upsetting. I'm very interested in the history, even from Nazis, you know, why they did it, and if they're sorry and all kind, you know, more reflection about this period.
And obviously you've been very successful, and you've moved forward as best you possibly can. And I know when you're going to be in Wyoming, you're going to talk a little bit about what we have learned from the past and maybe what we have to look forward to in the future. I mean, what are some things that are going on today that, you know, we need to be paying very close attention to, do you think?
Yeah, well, what's going on today, I'm afraid I'm very, very upset, because it looks as if people haven't learned anything, you know, what's going on in Syria and Iraq and in Africa, that people still hate each other so much that they're willing to kill each other just because they think different or have a slightly different religion. And this is really what happened with Hitler. He just wanted to eliminate all the Jewish people just because they were Jews. So, you know, unfortunately, nothing really much has changed. And that is really very, very disappointing, because after the war, everybody really said, never again Auschwitz, we have learned our lesson, and now we are going to live in harmony together. Well, it was perhaps for the first 20 years better, and now it's become terrible again. I think this at the moment is worse than ever.
That's quite a statement coming from you.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, and at the time, in our time, people could still deny they don't know about it. But now you see the atrocities in your own living room. So, you know, there's no denying what is happening.
Important for people just to keep calling attention to these things and talking about things and demanding some sort of action?
Well, you know, I don't think it's individual people. So, you know, there's a lot of goodwill. There's a lot of people who try to do change things. But I think it's governments who just keep us, just do what they want.
Okay.
And it is power and money. And, you know, I don't think it's any individual who really wants to live in a war and have it possibly to be killed and your family being killed. Who wants that?
Ms. Schloss, it's a tremendous honor talking to you. Thank you for taking time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you.